When the tundra freezes, the North Slope gets busy. That's the time of year when oil companies can put in an ice road or finish construction. But before any of that can happen, one task comes first: looking for polar bears. As changing sea ice has sent more polar bears ashore in the winter, APRN's Rachel Waldholt spoke to the guys who try to keep bears and people apart.
Okay, I'll take a left 90, please.
Justin Blank and Steve Wachowski are on the hunt. They're looking for polar bears.
And then go ahead and sweep left.
On the North Slope, bears have the right of way. Each winter, pregnant females dig out dens in snowdrifts and settle in to give birth. And federal regulations require all human activities to remain at least a mile away. That means every winter, millions of dollars of work on the North Slope must be routed around any known dens. And that's where Blank and Wachowski come in.
You can go ahead and cook through this. There's nothing there.
The pair work for the company Fairweather, which has carved out a niche providing unconventional services for oil and gas companies, from remote medics to polar bear guards. Early each winter, Blank and Wachowski fly surveys on the North Slope, looking for dens near any planned projects.
I'm not seeing any snowdrifts here.
No, keep coming. There's only one other potential spot it's showing.
They do this using an infrared camera. At his Anchorage office, Blank points out a photo.
Here's a picture of the camera. It looks like R2-D2 upside down, right?
The camera rotates on the underside of the plane, controlled by a joystick.
Oh, really? It looks like a video game controller.
Well, I tell my mom this. You always told me that video games wouldn't help me in life, and you were wrong, Mom.
The sensor picks up heat. It can sense just a fraction of a degree difference, and the images it produces look like black and white TV. White means hot, and warmer regions, like a road or a river, show up as bright spots in a muddy gray landscape. Tracks where a vehicle or even a bear has passed will linger days later, just slightly warmer than the surrounding snow. But it takes a trained eye to know what you're seeing. Blank is one of the only people outside the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who's good enough to identify a den.
And what you're seeing there is a vent hole. And so the bear's body heat and breath and everything in there is creating this nice strong signature, allows us to identify where it is.
Wachowski says it's almost impossible to see.
It glows like an orb and it catches your eye. But, you know, when you're in an airplane and you're on hour three and been looking for 3 hours of black and white video, everything kind of blends together, right?
The pair will fly for 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon, averaging 800 miles a day for a couple weeks. And most days, they won't find anything. In a big year, Blank says, he'll log maybe 8 suspected dens total. That's a lot of time and expense for 8 polar bears. But Blank says, for companies on the slope, it's worth it. If a den turns up in the way of an ice road, it's the ice road that has to move. That's time-consuming and costly. And all those hours in the air mean that when you do find something, it's pretty exciting.
Is that it?
This is Wachowski's 34th birthday this past December.
Oh, tell me I found my first den. There's tracks there. There's a hole.
That's a good maybe, man.
Wachowski actually learned to operate infrared sensors flying unmanned vehicles in Iraq and Afghanistan for the Air Force. The technology the team uses was originally developed by the military to see at night.
For me, I go back to, I'm using some of the skills I learned in the military to go find bad guys, and now I get to use it to protect wildlife at home and these incredible critters that, we share the environment with.
He says it's a fulfilling mission, and that mission has gotten more important in recent years because there are more bears than ever denning on shore.
The pattern of polar bear denning has completely reversed itself within a matter of a few decades.
Christopher Putnam oversees the den surveys for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. 30 years ago, 2/3 of southern Beaufort Sea polar bears denned on sea ice. Now, 2/3 are denning on shore. And that means more contact with people, both local communities and the oil industry.
And why is that? What's driving them inland?
Who knows? There's something about the sea ice they don't like.
Putnam says bears usually den where there's jumble ice to catch snowdrifts. It might be that those spots aren't stable enough anymore to last through the 3 or so months of the denning season. But he says one thing is clear.
This is one of the observable impacts of climate change that it's not a model, it's not a prediction. We're seeing it happen.
Back at Fairweather, Blank pulls up one last video.
And that spot, is that a bear?
That is an actual bear.
That surface looks like a bear.
Yep.
It shows a big, empty, gray field with one bright white spot, a bear, loping along over the landscape alone.
You know, at this point, we're nearly a mile away from her, so she's The technology is good enough that we can see these things from far, far away. Don't have to impede on the bear.
Oh, that's so cool. She's just sort of strolling along there.
Yeah. But this bear will stay out and just try and make a living all winter.
Hopefully without running into many people. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.